The most senior elected member of the U.S. Republican Party, Paul Ryan, has said that he is very encouraged by his meeting with the party's presidential hopeful, Donald Trump. Mr. Ryan, who's the Speaker in the House of Representatives, said they had a productive conversation but stopped short of endorsing Mr. Trump.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
For more on this, we're now joined on the line by our U.S. Bureau Chief, Simon Marks. Now, Simon, Paul Ryan has been very critical of Donald Trump. In fact, shortly after Mr. Trump emerged as the only candidate left in the Republican nomination race last week, Mr. Ryan said that he was not ready to support him. So what brought about this change of heart?
Well, and of course, Barrett, it's not a 180-degree change of heart, is it? It's just an indication that Paul Ryan might at some point get behind Donald Trump, but he made it very clear that there is still a lot of work to be done. And I think it's worth underscoring the extraordinary nature of today's events here in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, the man who is, as far as we can tell, going to be the Republican Party's standard bearer in this November's presidential election, having to come to the nation's capital to sit down with elected Republicans, including the senior Republican figure here in Washington, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, and essentially negotiate to see whether they will back his presidential candidacy. That is an unprecedented situation for a party's political nominee to find himself in, and yet it was Donald Trump who walked into that meeting with Paul Ryan exuding confidence, saying that as far as he was concerned, he had a mandate from Republican voters as a result of the primary contests that are still taking place here in the United States, and that essentially it's up to the Republican leadership to find a way of unifying, coalescing around his candidacy. It's clear from what you heard Paul Ryan say there that there is more work to be done, especially on the detail of some of the policies that are orthodox ideology for Republicans, and particularly the conservative Republicans up on Capitol Hill. But I think we did see over the last few hours the first inklings that the Republican elites are beginning very slowly to get behind the Donald Trump train.
In the larger scheme of things, how important is this meeting for Mr. Trump's presidential campaign?
Well, I think it's vital because you can't really imagine Donald Trump going into November without the backing of at least some Republicans here in Washington. And Paul Ryan himself is very important to Donald Trump because, as things stand, he is supposed to be the chairman of the party's convention, which will be taking place in Cleveland in July. And that is the place where Donald Trump will officially become the Republican Party's presidential candidate. But it's a sign of the enormous concern that Republicans, particularly those up on Capitol Hill who themselves are facing re-election this November, have about Donald Trump, that they haven't got behind him so far, and many of them insist that they won't get behind him. You've got figures like Senator John McCain, himself a former presidential candidate, saying he will not attend the Republican Party's convention. Two former Republican presidents, both of them, of course, named George Bush, say they will play no role in endorsing Donald Trump or campaigning for him between now and November. So, you know, if Donald Trump is to be a viable candidate in November, he has presumably got to bring some of these Republican lawmakers around him, although he indicated within the last week that, you know, he was not entirely certain that he wanted Paul Ryan to be the chairman of the convention. But, you know, conventional wisdom here says that if the Republican Party goes into this election as divided as they are now, then Hillary Clinton or whoever the Democratic Party's nominee turns out to be will waltz into the White House.
What are the chances that Mr. Trump will change some of his campaign promises and plans to ensure unity within the party?
Well, I think very strong on the basis that Donald Trump seems to say anything on any given day that he thinks might help him. And we saw a very vivid example of that just within the last 24 hours. Yesterday, with this meeting here in Washington looming, Donald Trump intimated that his proposal to close the country's borders to all Muslims, to ban them from entering the United States, was only a suggestion. Suddenly, it was just an idea, something that he'd put out there for discussion. Now, less than a week ago, Donald Trump was giving interviews about the first 100 days of his presidency, in which he insisted that by the 100-day mark, America's borders would be closed to Muslims who wanted to visit the United States. So there appears to have been a degree of political expediency about Donald Trump's suggestion that perhaps that idea was only a suggestion. But in a way, that's what really worries these Republican lawmakers here in Washington, D.C. Paul Ryan wants to know that the fundamentals of conservative Republican orthodoxy, fundamentals of Republican ideology, are safe in Donald Trump's hands. And so far, Mr. Trump has not indicated that he shares those ideological beliefs or that some of those sacred cows truly will be sacred cows, not only if he becomes president, but between now and November's election.
Thanks very much for that update, Simon. Simon Marks, our U.S. Bureau Chief.